Hey, we were calling down to New Orleans. We heard Lifehouse. The guys from Lifehouse were performing down there. Jake, did you get them?
They're there. Yeah.
Got them on the line. All right. Jason and Rick from Lifehouse. Hey, guys.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Rick.
Have you ever been up this early in your life?
You know what? I'm totally falling asleep right now as we speak.
The funny thing is, it's 7 in the morning. There's people still partying around here. It's pretty...
How many beads did you give away?
You know what? We only have one pair of beads, and I'm kind of getting attached to it. So I think I want to take it home. I don't know if I want to give it away.
Yeah. Now, I haven't been down there in years, but now I hear that it's kind of like an equal opportunity thing with the beads.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's no respecter of persons. It seems like everyone has the beads.
So were you up all night?
Yeah, you know what? I'm trying to recoup. Hopefully we'll get some sleep today because we didn't get much last night.
Let me guess. How many hurricanes did the two of you consume? I'm saying 5.
Those hurricanes are bad news.
Yeah, we haven't had the hurricanes, but we hear they're a little sweet, so we're trying to... stay away.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, wait a minute. You know, the last time we all did a little sound check thing here, you came in and played for some of our Star 94 listeners. Jason, I think you were 18. How old are you now?
I'm 22. That was 4 years ago.
Was it? Really? Yeah.
Gosh, wow.
So you're actually getting into some of these places in the French Quarter.
Legally, anyway.
Yeah. You know what, though? Like, I'm going to go to the casino later today, and I know I'm going to get carded, like, I'll set a record, you know, because these peeps think I'm, like, 15 still, so.
Right.
It's all good, though, you know. I guess it keeps you humble.
Has it slowed down for you guys? I mean, has it gotten to be a slower pace? Because I remember when you were here, it was just like nonstop action for you guys in Lifehouse.
I think it's a little too slow, huh?
Yeah, it is too slow. We just had like 3 weeks off. We've been doing nothing but sitting at home playing PlayStation. We're bored as hell. We're ready to play.
It really is true. It's sad, but true. We have no life aside from touring.
Okay, once the tour starts, give us a 24-hour, like, start-to-finish typical day on a tour.
Okay, well, usually we'll wake up about 3 p.m., go to sound check. We'll have, like, 3 hours before the show, so we'll probably play, PlayStation or go, you know, do something, go see a movie or something, play the show, and then take, like, a 10-hour bus ride. So we'll usually stay up all night again and then wake up at 3 p.m. the next day.
Yeah.
Speaking of the bus ride, is there a number one rule on the bus?
Oh, yeah. You're not, I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to.
No poopy.
You're not allowed to poop on the bus.
What?
So the bus stops when you need to do that.
And you feel like a jackass when you're the guy that has to go, you know, to make the bus pull over. But, yeah, you're not allowed to go number two, so to speak.
Wow. Is that because the bus is not really equipped with a bathroom that's...
I don't know. Maybe it's just because, you know, you don't want to stink the front lounge up, you know. But it's pretty much standard on every bus that they, you know, that's the main rule. The bus drivers just get really, really pissed. And then every once in a while, you know what's funny is we had a guy on tour once that actually broke the rule and no one knew who it was. And the septic tank got clogged. It was like this huge big deal, dude. It just stunk up the bus for days. And so we just fired our whole crew and got another one. We couldn't trust him after that. You know, you don't know who's pooping late night.
That's right. Violated rule number one with a number two.
I smell a song. You're writing it right now, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Who pooped on the bus?
Exactly. Rick, was it you?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, good.
I don't do number two, actually.
Just making sure we didn't fire the wrong guy.
That's right, yeah.
So when are you coming to Atlanta?
That's a good question. I love
April,
Atlanta.
Maybe.
We've mixed both of our records with Brendan O'Brien in Atlanta. So we've had a good time. Rick actually broke his pinky in Atlanta.
You're right.
How'd you do that?
Playing basketball. I'm really terrible. I just run around and jump into bushes and stuff.
Rick actually broke. He went up to get a rebound. We were playing in between songs that we were mixing, and he came down on Brendan O'Brien's back and broke his pinky on his back.
You know, it would sound so much better, Rick, if you just say that the lid slammed down on your finger when you were doing number two on the tour bus.
Hey, you're right. That's
what I'm going to say next time I break my pinky.
That's right. Yeah, say that.
No, I was playing with Yao Ming. Yo, Yao.
Exactly.
And, you know, I took him down. That's what you say.
Totally.
Well, it sounds like you guys are having a great time. New Orleans has been good to you.
Yeah, it's good. We need some recoup, though. We're going to bed after this interview.
Really? I mean, how many...
We are.
Come on. How many girls' phone numbers have you now compiled being down there?
You know what? I'm married, so I'm a looky, no touchy sort of person.
Okay. How many breasts have you autographed?
I haven't seen any breasts.
Oh, come on!
I'm telling you, we can't find them.
You're in the wrong section of New Orleans then, obviously, guys.
I think we're like in the French Bakery Quarter or something. Yeah. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're by the beignet factory.
Exactly.
So, Jason, what does your wife refer to groupies as?
You know what? My wife is really cool about it.
Those freaking hoes better stay away from my man.
She's not like that. She's really, really nice to the fans. And, you know, to be honest with you, we have a lot of young girl fans, but they're really not, like, skanky type chicks. Most of them are under 14. So we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So, Rick, how many girls have you hooked up with?
None yet. I'm still trying to locate the Girls Gone Wild bus that you can't move on. But I don't know if it's going to happen.
You know, you can convince a lot of girls probably in New Orleans that you're the producer of those videos and make your own.
Hey, you know, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I think there was like 17 guys doing that.
Yeah, right. There are. Well, guys, always a pleasure talking to you. We'll look up your schedule and find out when you're coming to Atlanta because we know you got to be.
Thanks,
see you in April or March or May or wherever.
We'll see you sometime.
All right, guys. Bye.